Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rudolph for a passed ball. Day moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hickman. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Bailey reaches third base with a triple. Singleton goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt bunts towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. Bailey scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Expos. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to third for the out. Rudolph moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley bunts towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foley for the out. Day moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Day scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from Rudolph and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day, who is chasing the ball. Monday reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Monday scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Expos. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rudolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoneman bunts towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Day strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball towards center. Day catches it and throws to second to double up Kessinger. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. one out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Monday is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rudolph hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Bill North pinch hits for Larry Gura. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rudolph. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Phoebus now pitching. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Day is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foley moves to second. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Expos. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Singleton moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. McCarver moves to third. It's 6-2, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Dan McGinn now pitching. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0-for-2 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. One out. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Boots Day. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCarver scores. Bailey moves to third. Hunt moves to second. It's 7-2, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman fields it and throws to home to get Bailey. Hunt moves to third. Mayshore moves to second. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore now playing center field. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stoneman, and towards Bailey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rudolph strikes out. Two outs. Pat Bourque pinch hits for Dan McGinn. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen juggles the ball. That's an error on Jorgensen. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.